Hey, 720 WGN. John Landecker, thanks for tuning in. What a night. What an hour this is going to be. 10 minutes after seven. I have an enormous task ahead of me. I have to figure out a way to go through so much material, you will not believe it. And it all has to do with Chicago and things that have been here and are no longer here. We mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, and we're pleased tonight to have Craig Locasiato. Craig, do I have your name? Is that how you pronounce your name?
Yes, you got it exactly right. Thank you very much.
Who is the founder of CraigsLostChicago.com, and also with him is Roger Badash. Roger, is that how you pronounce your last name?
am I one of the Lost Chicagoans? I don't know. I'm not sure why I'm here. Yes,
well, because you're a general bon vivant. You're a fountain of information. You know,
I've been called better things than a fountain, but that's okay.
So, CraigsLostChicago.com. If you have not gone there, go there, because it is mind-boggling. And we'll get into the different categories that are there. But first, Craig, how did you get this started? What gave you the inspiration?
Well, I guess it started right around, probably around 2009, 2010, when there was a couple of pretty major closings of a couple of institutions in the Chicagoland area, as far as I'm concerned. One was Kiddyland Music Park, and then in 2009. In 2010, Maurice Linnell Cookies was another place that closed. And those were two of, my family's favorite places to go and frequent. And that was what made me realize that a lot of the places and things that we did when we were growing up and as kids were starting to disappear. Mm-hmm. And so I actually started making lists I make lists all the time of things and of all these places that we used to go to. And a family, we would get together for family gatherings. We would reminisce about places, and people would, my dad or my mom would say, hey, do you remember this place, or how about this place? And we just started, talking about it, and it just kind of grew. The list grew bigger and bigger, and more suggestions came up. And then eventually, just like maybe about a year or so later, I came up with an idea that it would be really neat to start, collecting some pictures of some of these places. So I had some way of, remembering these places. So I started accumulating a lot of photographs of all these places. And, as more and more of my family members were remembering places, they would say, hey, can you find a photo of this place or that place? And then eventually this, turned into this website that started getting passed around between family members and friends and then their friends. And before I knew it, I was, getting emails from people, a lot of people I didn't even know who were asking for me to locate pictures and giving me suggestions and sending me photos. And it's just kind of grown into, where it's turned into now is, there's, pictures of mainly when it first started were all of places that my immediate family, we used to go to and frequent, whether they be restaurants or stores or amusement parks, that type of thing, into other, those were in the areas that we grew up in. But as, time went by and I started getting more and more requests, it eventually grew into areas outside of where I lived, but the entire Chicagoland area. And so that's, basically the start of it. So
do you have, this may be a ridiculous question, and I don't know if you have an answer to it. Do you have any idea of how many photos total are on CraigsLostChicago.com?
Honestly, I have never counted them.
I mean, it is you talk about a rabbit hole. It's just unbelievable. I kept scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, and they kept coming and coming and coming. It's a mammoth collection of Chicago history and what is no longer here. That's why It's called CraigsLostChicago.com. So,
and how many times, John, did you get to something and you said, oh, I didn't know they were still around, and then you went onto another page on the internet and started looking up more information about it, like, what year did it end? What happened to the family? Why did it close? What happened to the neighborhood? How long has it been since you've been there? I mean, it can take over your life, and that's what's so fun about it.
That is
seriously.
No, I get it. I get it. I'm going to break, well, I didn't break them down, but Craig broke down the website into different categories. They are lost amusement, lost eateries, lost TV and radio, lost retail, lost manufacturing, and lost service. And I'm going to try to go category by category, and everyone else is invited to call, text, 312-981-7200, and we'll get that going when we come back on 720 WGN. That's what we're going to do, showing you around the history of Chicago, lost Chicago, if you will. 720 WGN with John Landecker at 18 minutes after 7. We're visiting a website called craigslostchicago.com with Craig LoCasciato, who is the founder and the inspiration behind this mammoth website, and our friend Roger Banish. So I'm breaking it down like you've got it broken down on the website, because I couldn't figure out how to approach all this because there's just so much. So let us start then, and we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
With lost amusement. Now, you already mentioned Kiddyland. That would be in that category. What else have we got in there?
Well, you have movie theaters, amusement parks, roller rinks.
You
name it, and it's on there. I mean, there are so many places that have come and gone that were, you know, bowling alleys. I mean, just an amazing amount of places that we have, you know, lost that were places that we went to as kids. You know, apple orchards, like Bell's Apple Orchard in Lake Zurich. If it was a family favorite of ours. And, you know, a lot of these places were around for many, many, many years, drive-in movie theaters, you know. Just every time I think, you know, see a picture of one of the ones that were that my family went to, you know, it just brings back such fond memories of my youth, you know. So
when I was looking at the website under this category, I was struck by the amount of roller rinks and bowling alleys. There were so many neighborhood bowling alleys and so many roller rinks. I mean, those are things that, you know, you could still do today if they were there. I mean, we still bowl. We still go to roller rinks. In fact, I remember this was like in the disco era. The station I worked for, which will remain nameless, did a disco night at the M&R Axle Roller Rink. Remember the M&R Axle Roller Rinks?
Yeah, the Axle Roller Rink, sure.
Yeah, I think. And so there was, I don't know how many, quite a few listeners showed up, and we did a whole promotion out there. But those are gone, aren't they?
Yeah. There's very few now. There is a couple of roller rinks on the far south side. I've driven past a couple, and they've, you know, fresh signs, and people still go in there. But your bowling alleys are few and far between.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where Greg grew up in. I grew up on the north side in Evanston, near Skokie, Rogers Park area. You've got the Oakton Bowl, which was just across the Skokie Swift station on Oakton, long gone. It's a grocery store now. You had the Old Orchard Bowl on Skokie Boulevard, which was basically two huge bowling alleys in one building. And in the middle was a gaming arcade, restaurant, everything else. It was huge. And there was All-Star Lanes. I think it was right before an entrance to the Eden's Expressway. These are just three very close areas, the Howard Bowl in Chicago, right across the border from Evanston. All gone and long gone.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know why bowling has decreased. I mean, I remember when I was a kid coming in, and not in Chicago, but in my hometown, me and my friends, we'd go to the local bowling alley all the time. I mean, it was a great way to spend an afternoon, and it was a lot of fun, and they had leagues, and scores were posted in the newspaper, and it was really, really a lot of fun. But as you say, those bowling alleys seem to have diminished greatly over the past few years. Yeah. What other? Okay. So we got. Well, we had Kiddyland, right? What other?
You had two of them, actually.
Two of them, right.
Did you know that? There was the main one on First Avenue, right, Craig?
Correct.
And then there was another Kiddyland where I had several of my birthday parties. I'm not kidding. A little red fire truck would drive to your house. You and your friends would sit in the fire truck, and they would drive you to the Kiddyland. I'm not kidding. This was on... Yes, this was on Devon at McCormick Boulevard, and it was right across the street from a community clothing store, community discount store.
Yep.
And they had everything there. They had a train that went along, because the area it was on was right next to the North Sanitary Canal. The Chicago Sanitary Canal. So they had a nice train that would go along that way. They had tons of little... I have pictures of me and my sister in those rides. It was wonderful. Wonderful.
That sounds so fantastic that they would show up to your house and pick you up in a little red... What was it? A red what?
It was a red fire engine.
Fire truck. Fire engine.
A little mini fire engine that had an area in the back where it was kind of like a fire engine pickup truck that had... room for the kids to sit in the back.
Exactly. Yeah. And the birthday kid would sit in the front and ring the bell, and you know, it had one of those sirens where you had to wind the handle around. Oh my God. And it was great if you lived like farther away. I don't know if they had a limit on how far away they would go. But I was in Evanston.
Yeah.
And that was a healthy ride from my house to the park.
Yep.
It was wonderful.
Now, when I came here to Chicago, I didn't grow up here, obviously. There, and I can't remember the name of it. I'm sure it's going to come to you guys immediately. Say, like, Great America opened up, right? I would hear about this amusement park that was no longer there. I think it was up on the northwest side, perhaps. I mean, big.
Riverview.
What is it? Riverview.
Riverview. Yes.
Yeah.
I would ride my bike there.
I had so many people tell me, Great America, but man, too bad we don't have Riverview. What was it about that? I mean, I heard so many people talk about that.
Craig, you probably know a lot more about it than I do. I was there a handful of times. And I only went on certain rides that I liked and that I could afford, because, you know, allowance back in those days was not enough to, you know, get a movie and a box of popcorn necessarily.
And go ahead, Craig. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it actually was before my time. It is on the website, but I don't have memories of having gone there. You know, there was a lot of other amusement parks that I grew up going to, Adventureland. And Kiddyland, Santa's Village, which actually is still around, closed for a while. But Riverview was just a little bit before my time. I was a little bit too young to have gotten the chance to go there as a kid. So,
but that was actually located within the city, right? It was in Chicago.
Yeah, it was on Western Avenue.
Yeah.
It started out, actually, that whole site, it actually started out as a place that the German community of Chicago would go for picnics along the canal that would run just west of where the Riverview site was. And it turned into an amusement park. You know, they would have small rides there, carousels, and eventually it turned into this big, huge party place. It had every Marshall Brodeen.
Ah, Marshall Brodeen. Yes.
Marshall Brodeen had a magic show at Riverview.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And this was the place you could. My favorite ride was the one that would. It was a centrifugal force one. It would start spinning around, and the floor would drop away. Right.
Yep. Yeah. And you'd be pinned against it. Right.
Yeah. Against the wall.
Against the wall.
But then they would have pictures just outside the entrance of a guy sitting in a chair with a table, you know, against the wall, not flat against the wall, but, you know, he's sitting there drinking water as the thing's spinning around. And so, like an idiot, because I didn't know any better, the floor drops away, and I go, okay, I'm going to pull my leg away from the wall, and I'm going to cross my legs, and I'm going to cross my arms, and maybe I'll try to move my back away, like an idiot, without knowing that, you know, I could get hurt. Right.
That explains a great many things about you, Roger. That's all I'm going to say. You made it too easy. I could not help it.
Oh no! Please,
but I hope. But I hope you're. I hope you're well, Roger.
Thank you.
You know, talk about. I got to go to the news here in about a minute, but and I'll make this real quick. But talk about amusement parks. There was this place out west called Old Chicago, which was shopping center, for lack of a better term, but in the middle of it, it had a roller coaster.
Yeah, they had a lot more rides too.
Yes, they did. Right in the middle of the shopping area.
Yeah, well, you do know that you can get that same experience still. Just go to Mall of America.
Well, that's a drive I'm not going to take though.
Yeah.
So,
but I mean, did you also know that Old Chicago was in a movie?
What movie?
That I forgot what the name was, but it was a horror type flick.
We're going to look that up.
I remember, and the cars would go flying off of one of the rides.
Okay.
You would like look at it and do that.
Stand by for that. Also, Lost Eateries, Lost TV and Radio, Lost Retail, Lost Manufacturing, Lost Service. But first, we have to find the news. 720 WGN, John Landecker at 737. Thanks for joining us tonight. And, of course, that is Chicago doing old days. We're talking about lost items, not lost and found, but lost amusement, lost eateries, lost TV and radio, lost retail, lost manufacturing, lost service. The inspiration for all of this is a website called craigslostchicago.com. And Craig is with us, and also Roger Badish, former WGN radio news anchor. And the movie that was done. Thank you for all the texts. I got one here from 331 and 708. The movie is The Fury. From 1978, a former CIA agent uses the talents of a young psychic to help retrieve his telekinetic son from terrorists who want to use his mental powers for evil. Imagine. Wow, this is pretty heavy duty. Directed by Brian De Palma, starring Kirk Douglas, John Cassavetes, and Gary Snodgrass. And according to this, you can watch it on Prime Video, rent or buy, for $3.99.
And wait for the scene where one of those cars just goes flying off the ride.
Shall we try to move on to, you know, I knew this was, we wouldn't be able to get, oh, you know, I want to get to a couple of phone calls here. 312-981-7200. Let's go to Gwen. Gwen, you're on WGN. Hello.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Hey, that song by Chicago nailed it on the head. So anyhow, one of my fond memories, Riverview, people lined up for this ride, the riverboat, and there was a tunnel. And then you had to get onto this boat, looked like a real rowboat. I fit like 6 to 8 people. And anyhow, you could see the water. And you're looking back, you're going into this deep, dark tunnel. And as you get in, and intermittently throughout the whole ride, it must have lasted like 4 or 5 minutes. Maybe not even that long. It seemed like that when I was a kid. But anyhow,
Yeah.
So you could hear this voice repeatedly keep your hands inside the boat. Do not crack the boat. And they even had the adults kind of like giggling in it. And then after a while, it's like, oh my God, we're going to tilt the boat over. And then after a while, towards the very end, you felt a jolt, like there was probably a track underneath
sure,
it.
Sure, you bet.
But I'm telling this place, I think, was up by Addison and Western, if I can vaguely remember. But it was worth it. People just could not get enough of that ride.
Yep. Thank you for calling, Gwen. Let's go to Tom. Tom, you're on WGN. Hello.
Hi, guys. John, I really enjoy your show and have for years.
Thank you.
And Riverview was on the corner of Western and Belmont.
Okay.
And the ride that lady is referring to was called the Tunnel of Love.
I thought that might be it. Yes. Yeah, because you were supposed to... let's see. You get on this ride with your girlfriend, and you would go into the tunnel, and you'd go into the Tunnel of Love, and you sort of make out while the boat.
If you were lucky.
If you were lucky, exactly. Because what was it? It was a tunnel of love. That's what you're supposed to do. Yeah.
In 1965.
Thanks for calling, John. That's unbelievably cool. What did I want to get to? Oh, you were talking about a guy in a chair and a centrifugal force ride?
Yeah, there were pictures. There were photos of people who had done amazing things while riding this centrifugal thing, and they were on the entrance. So you would, as you're in line, you're passing all these photos
Descriptions. I got a text from 773 that says, that guy in the chair was my brother.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Okay, so lost eateries. Craig, why don't you take over on that one? What are the ones that come to your mind?
Well, you know, when we would go out to eat as a kid, you know, we would go to a lot of restaurants that were, when we would go out to eat, it would be a special occasion. So there were places that we would go, like a restaurant called Beef and Barrel was one of them. I'm trying to think of some others that were like ones that would jump out at me as far as memories that I had that are not around. There was a place, I'm actually still searching for a photo of a place called Slicker Sam's in Melrose Park.
Oh, wait a minute. I'll mention the station. That was in the 70s, that was a WLS destination. Bob Surratt, myself, wives, kids, engineers, we would go to Slicker Sam's in Melrose Park, I don't know how many times. And Pat O'Brien, who was on Channel 5, and one night they had pictures of Heineken. And one night we ran up a $400 beer tab. So that's what I remember. Oh, and the waitresses, they'd put on Proud Mary by Ike and Tina Turner, and they dance in the aisle. It was awesome.
Do you ever have a memory of getting up and dancing with them?
Oh, no. It was their show. But what were you going to say about, Craig, what were you going to say about Slicker Sam's?
Slicker Sam's, I'm still actually looking for a photo of that. That seems to be the holy grail of photos of restaurants that I've been unable, including having contacted any of their original family members, that they said that they're looking for photos of the restaurant as well still. But yeah, that would be one I'm searching for. So if anybody out there has a photo of Slicker Sam's in Melrose Park, I'd be interested in seeing that. But
and how would they get that? How would they get that photo to you?
So there actually is contact information on my website. That's how I get emails from people who are sending in requests for suggestions and actually photo. They can submit photos to that. All the contact information is on the website. So
I'm sure somebody has got a picture of Slicker Sam's.
Yeah, somewhere out there, just
that was really popular.
Yes, it was. Come back in with another one that was around that area, another very popular place in that area.
Didn't it have a big bear encased in a...
outside the place there was a big, I believe, a big brown bear, and then there was actually a moose that was the head was on one side of the wall in one room, and if you went into the other side of the next room over, the rear end of the moose was on the other side.
Now, you know, with fantastic, with a fantastic decor like that, how could a place like that not make it? Come on now. Where else are you going to get that kind of ambiance? More of this when we come back on 720 WGN. That's right, 720 WGN. John Landecker, 748. I really appreciate you tuning in. Craig LoCasciato and Roger Badish. Roger is a former WGN new. You know that name. And Craig is the brains behind an unbelievable website called CraigsLostChicago.com. And that's what we're talking about. And it's been broken down into different categories on the website: lost amusement, lost eateries, lost TV and radio, lost retail, lost manufacturing, lost service. We're not going to get to all of them, but we're in lost eateries right now. And two names popped into my head during the break. Magic Pan.
Oh, yeah. Crepery.
The Crepery.
Yeah.
That's not around anymore, is it?
No, I don't think so. It was down in the Rush Street area. Actually, yeah. My sister worked there for a little while as a waitress.
How about Henrici's?
It's on the site. I saw it on Craig's site.
Both of those are on the site, correct.
Ha-ha. See, I got a couple.
Yep.
There you go. Hey, Craig, I wanted to double-check with you. I think the last time we talked a long time ago, I mentioned a place way up north. It was a fancy restaurant called Grassfields. Were you able to, do you remember if you were able to get a picture of that up on the website?
I don't recall having been able to locate one, but I will continue to search for that.
Sounds good. Okay. John, where did you walk on peanuts when you went to eat back in the day?
What restaurant did you walk on peanuts?
They would throw the shells of the peanuts on the ground.
Gaslight? No. I don't know. Uh-huh. Where?
Pickle Barrel.
Oh, my God.
I just sent your mind back.
Yeah, the Pickle Barrel.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Was there another barrel? Was there something else barrel?
Beef and Barrel was. So, where there was speed, you could throw the peanut shells on the floor. And I believe that Come Back In had that as well.
Something is in my mind. I know they're not here anymore, but they would also have comedians. It was not like Zany's or something like that. What was the name of that place? There were a couple of them. Oh, well, maybe it'll come to me before this is over. A lot of things do come to me later, you know.
It takes a little longer.
I can't remember it now. In like an hour and a half when I go to the bathroom, it's like, oh, wait a minute. Well, okay. Let's see if we could. Are these people, I'm looking at, we're getting some calls, and we'll get people on just as soon as we can. I got a text from 708. We ate at a place for special occasions, I think on Milwaukee Avenue, called Shanghai Lil's. They had hula dancers and fire dancers and tropical drinks. Oof.
I do believe that's on the site.
I'm not. Everything's on this site. Are you kidding? Let's go to Marianne. Hello, Marianne.
Hello, John. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Okay. Well, somebody already said one of my places, Shanghai Lil's.
We just got a text about that.
Yeah, and you know what? Right down the street from Shanghai Lil's was Tasty Hasty Hot Dogs.
Shanghai Lil's and Tasty Hasty Hot Dogs?
Yep, it's on the site.
Of course it's on the site. Let's go to Mark. Hey, Mark, you're on WGN. Hello.
Hello, John.
Yay.
Hello, Roger. Hello, Craig.
Hello.
Okay. First of all, let me say something quick on Riverview.
Yeah.
This has to do with Channel 9. First of all, Pickle Barrel is the one you're thinking of.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Do you remember they had a Two-Ton Baker was one of the first kids programs on WGN?
On TV, right?
TV, and he did commercials for Riverview.
Mm-hmm. That's
Two-Ton
right.
Baker. That centrifugal ride that you were talking about, Roger?
Mm-hmm.
The funniest part about it, when the floor dropped out, you know, everybody on the side would kind of slip down a little bit.
That's just a tad. It hadn't now gotten up to speed yet.
All the
well, you know, those are our memories, and those are the ones we still have. Let's go to Mary Ann. Mary Ann, you're on WGN. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Mary Ann.
Hi. I was just on a second ago about Tasty Hasty Hot Dog.
Oh, okay.
And then I did said Lockwood Castle. I don't know if you heard that.
No, but thank
that
you
was for... That was Central and Devon. That was a big ice cream place where if you could eat like a 12 bananas and 24 scoops of ice cream, it was free.
Is that on the site?
It is.
I knew it. Let's go to Florence. Florence, you're on WGN.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. The name of the restaurant with the peanuts on the ground or the floor was the Ground Round.
Oh,
it was
God.
Like at 87th and Cicero, and they used to show cartoons.
and they actually had several locations throughout the entire region. Yeah.
Yes, they did. Yeah, the Ground Round.
I believe there's one still in Milwaukee also.
I don't
think they can throw the peanuts on the ground because it's a liability for accidents.
Yeah, you know what? The way they've destroyed the good times, you can't throw peanuts on the floor anymore because you might get sued. What kind of country is this? Thanks for calling, Florence. Well,
thanks, guys. All right, hon.
Let's go to line four. Hello there. You're on WGN. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Where did you work? What are you talking about?
My name is Nika. I worked at Chances Are. They were the original throw your peanut shells on the floor restaurant. I also worked at the Pickle Barrel. Pickles were in the middle of the table in like a fake little teeny barrel with also free rye bread. And then another joint was off of Rush called the Gay Puri, which is kind of a strip joint. But the Chances Are, they started it.
And wasn't the first Chances Are and the first Pickle Barrel was in Old Town, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah.
Yeah, you bet.
Yep. Thanks for calling there, caller. That's my wife. That's my wife.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, she's got some history. Okay.
Oh, you better believe it, buddy.
Yeah, she knows you, so hey.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I'm glad you're having a lot of laughter at my expense. Ha, be har, har.
I'm waiting until you get to the retail because there are a couple of places that I do miss.
Well, let's do it quickly because we got about 3.5 minutes. Let's go Lost Retail. What one?
I can't remember the name of it, but it was a competitor to Marshall Field's, and they used to be right on State Street, about two blocks south of Marshall Field's, or the now Macy's store.
Carson Fury Scott?
Yes.
Oh, I was going to say that, but I thought that was...
That's the one.
Too obvious. Yes. Yeah, Carson Fury Scott, they were... Carson Fury Scott and... what was the other one that you just mentioned?
Marshall Field's.
Marshall Field's were like heavy-duty competitors.
Headbutters, regularly.
Yeah. They both came from the same cloth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So to speak. Yeah.
So to speak. You know, the Lost TV and Radio, I don't want to go through it because I've worked at a lot of them.
Right.
You know? When I was going through that, it's like, wow, yeah. Radio stations can get lost easily and quickly.
They come and go and with the change of a letter even.
Indeed.
Yeah.
you know, once it's oldies, then all of a sudden it's classic hits. So, you know,
yep.
It's just the branding.
Or it's all news, and then suddenly it becomes a sports station.
Yeah, so
just mentioning it in passing.
Oh, yeah. Wait, hold it. I want to go in the, we got a couple minutes. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, you're on WGN. Hello.
Hey, good evening.
Hi.
One I had was Ponderosa.
Ponderosa yeah. Steakhouse?
Yep. Yeah, Ponderosa Steakhouse. You get grab
and
your
it's
tray
competitor.
And you go around and pull out what you wanted to eat in it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And what was the competitor's name?
I don't
Bonanza
know.
Steakhouse.
Little Joe.
Oh, that's right, Bonanza. That's right.
Remember?
Hey, wait a minute. Are you kidding me? Wait a minute.
Hold
on a second.
Did they have automats here, too? Back in the day?
No, it wasn't like that. It wasn't a machine.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No.
It was like a buffet kind of thing.
You mean to tell me there was one restaurant called Ponderosa and another restaurant called Bonanza?
Yeah, they were chains. They were national chains.
I remember Ponderosa.
Man,
because they were a national chain.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Used to go there a lot with when I was a kid.
Well, I knew we wouldn't have enough time for all this because we are running out of time. Once again, I want to tell people that this is really an amazingly well put together website. You're just gonna you could spend hours there, literally, called CraigsLostChicago.com, and we didn't get to lost service, lost manufacturing, lost retail, but I had a really good time with you two guys. Thanks for coming on. All the best to you, Craig, and you too, Roger.
Sure. Thank you very much. It was an honor being on your show, John. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Craig. All right. Thank you, guys.